time is 12 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
You're listening to Outsources, a KGNU Boulder, Denver program that brings you stimulating and thoughtful perspectives on the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer communities. I'm your host, Angela Palermo.
Host Jeffrey Hoyle for this evening.
I'm your host, Karen Rayforth.
I'm your host, Sean Kenny.
I'm Janice Bohan, your host for this evening.
I'm Joel Edelstein. Tune in every Monday night at 6:30 or anytime at kgnu.org/outsources.
Big welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on an actual winter's day here on the Colorado Front Range. It is, snow is pretty much let up now, but we got a few inches here. The streets are a little dicey, but all the more reason to just curl up with your radio and keep it tuned. KGNU, we will keep you warm. A lot of music ahead in the program, of course. If you'd like to get in touch, you can reach me via phone, 303-442-4242. This is Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU.
Oh, my. possible pas dormir. Je voyais pas bouger. Possible folie. Ma malévo. Oh, my mind.
Listening to Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU Community Radio for the Front Range and beyond. My name is Joel Davis, your host this and most every Saturday noon to 1 on this magic carpet ride around the world of music. Thanks for joining me on this snowy Saturday afternoon or whenever you happen to be tuning in. If you happen to be a time shifter, welcome. We began the program with music from Hector Zazu, the late great French composer, artist, producer, and Congo's Boni Bakaye, a collaboration that they did called Noir Blanc. It came out on the Cram Discs label back in 1983, and as part of KGNU's 40th anniversary celebration, we're doing 40 years and 40 weeks this week. We're looking at music from 1983, and so we began with Hector Zazu and Boni Bakaye, and a song that definitely does not sound 34 years old. Some precursors to Congotronics in there, and some other very nice sounds. Then something more recent from Nicola Cruz and Pancho Piedra from a record called Botanas. It's a single, really. We heard the Kixosis remix of Campo Triste. And then also from 1983 out of Colombia, La Sonora Dinamita. And from a single, we heard the B-side, Canto Amor y Pena. In the background right now from Brazil, it is Formiga Dub and a track called Saudade Dela. This comes from Cafundo Volume 3, Electronic Roots from Northeast Brazil, from the Cafundo Records label. Still a lot of music ahead in the program. If you'd like to reach me, you can do so at 303-442-4242. This is Terrasonic on KGNU.
spirits of the African nation. We are on the air daily, broadcasting from the studio on Shobe 31 meter band, frequency 9505 kilohertz. From 7 to 7.45 p.m. your time in South Africa. This evening of Radio Freedom, your voice of liberation. With a program of news, which will be followed by our Thursday current affairs program. After that, our program shall continue in the Zulu language.
Africa. I declare the year and charge for our country with a chance. In our beleaguered country, in the battlefront of struggle, it will be our special task this year to organize and mobilize into a powerful, united, and active force for revolutionary change.
Now, breaking throughout Africa.
The task falls on men and women alike. All of us together as comrades in struggle.
You are now tuned to the voice of the African nation.
Charada, Yeni Brutu Kali, Yeni Tageda, Der Charada. Yeah.
32 minutes past the hour here at Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me today. Hope you are enjoying the program. We just listened to music of the Debo Band from Electric Cowbell Records presents 101 Things to Do in Bongolia. And a track called Arrech Arada. And the Debo Band, who have put out a couple of albums on their own, some great records, I should say, appear tonight at Cervantes Masterpiece Ballroom along with legendary Ethiopian singer Ayolu Mesfin and also legendary beatmaker Madlib, bringing his Medicine Show to Denver. A rare appearance. This is not a tour, it's a one-off, so very excited to see them tonight. I don't care about the roads. I don't care about the cold. I don't care about the snow, because I think this is going to be the place to be this evening. Looking forward to Madlib, Debo Band, and Ayolu Mesfin, all of whom we heard from in that last set. Actually, we didn't get to the Ayolu Mesfin yet. That'll be coming up a little bit later. But also in that set, we did hear from the Bombay Royale from their latest Run Kitty Run and a song called Nucky Day, Nucky Da, Nucky Do. And S. Hazara Singh from Bollywood Steel Guitar. And in the background right now, new music from a compilation, a joint effort from two labels, Casa Chaos and Tropical Twista. The compilation is called Mundi Vagante Volume 1. It's available from each of their respective pages on Bandcamp. And we're listening to Oshala right now and a track called Rasus Montes. Still a lot of music ahead in the program. If you'd like to get in touch, you can reach me via phone, 303-442-4242. You can reach Terrasonic anytime via our Facebook and Twitter accounts at Terrasonic Radio. Still a lot of music ahead in the show, and I'm not even really sure where we're going from here, so let me figure that out and get you back to this groove from Oshala on Terrasonic on KGNU.
مش غصب عني انا اللي اخترت احبك دي اول خطوه صح وجودي جنبي مني وجودي جنبي مني ده صح والف صح عرفت احلم وغني بعد ما كنت قبلك مشتاق لحاجه صح امنت يا حبي اني من اول يوم قابلتك والعمري ماشي صح مش غصب عني انا اللي اخترت احبك ودي اول خطوة صح وجودك جنب مني وجودي جنب منك ده صح والف صح عرفت احلم واغني بعد ما كنت قبلك مشتاق لحاجة صح امنت يا حب اني من اول يوم قابلتك والعمر ماشي صح عرفت احلم وغني بعد ما كنت قبلك مشتاق لحاجة صح امنت يا حب اني من اول يوم قابلتك والعمر ماشي صح We'll be right back.
rapidito y se terminan. Ven y baila ahora porque el mambo está sabroso, está rico y cadencioso y te alegra bien la vida. Baila mi mambo que
esto se acaba ya.
Se acaba.
El mambo se acaba.
Se acaba.
Esto se acaba ya.
Se acaba,
el
baby.
Se acaba.
Te lo dije, nena.
Esto se acaba ya.
Ven y baila el mambo.
Se acaba.
Ven y goza el mambo.
Esto se acaba ya. El mambo se acaba.
Terrasonic on listener supported KGNU. Rounding into the home stretch on this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. Hope you've been enjoying the ride. We just heard a new single from Orquesta Acocan, Mambo Rapidito, and that comes from our friends at Daptone Records. Not sure if their full length is forthcoming from Orquesta Acocan, but we can hope. We also heard from the Habibi Funk compilation, an eclectic selection of music from the Arab world off the Habibi Funk label, and that was Al Masrien and Sah. And before that, from Amsterdam, the Moscovic Dance Band. Weather from an EP called Repeating Night out on the Bongo Joe record label. They have a new EP called Down in the Basement out on Soundway. Right now in the background it's Bondi Blaster and the instrumental version of Alta Farah. Still a little bit of music left to go in the show today before we give way to headlines from the BBC, followed by Reggae Bloodlines. DJ K Knee in with you today. So stick around for that. This is Terrasonic on KGNU. 3 minutes before the top of the hour here. This week's Magic Carpet Ride, known as Terrasonic, is coming in for a landing. We just listened to Patrona Martinez, the Uproot Andy remix of El Critica. And that comes from Bumper to Bumper, a mixtape of sorts just recently put out by Uproot Andy. We'll get the link for that up on the playlist for today's show, which you will find at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. AfterFM is KGNU's 24/7 streaming music channel with archive programs, interviews, performances, and much, much more. All at afterfm.com. You'll find an archive for Terrasonic at mixcloud.com/Terrasonic. And you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Terrasonic Radio. In the background right now, King Sunny Ade and his African Beats, the instrumental version of his classic Jafunmi, and one more from 1983, the week that we are observing in KGNU's 40 years and 40 weeks, part of our 40th anniversary celebration. Stick around following headlines from the BBC, which are coming up at the top of the hour. We've got 3 hours of the best in reggae music on Reggae Bloodlines. K-Nee, I believe, in with you today from our Denver studio. Followed at 4 o'clock by African Roots, 2 hours of the best in African music. Danielle, your host this afternoon. That'll be followed by an hour of news from the BBC World Service. And then at 7 o'clock, KGNU Saturday evening music programming kicks off with Sound Lab. Bob Cosmo in with you this evening. That should be sufficiently good and weird. Once again, Mad Lib tonight with the Debo Band and Ayalu Mesfin. Sorry we didn't get anything from him in the show, but just ran out of time. But trust me, he's good. Looking forward to the show. Hope to see you there. This has been Terrasonic on KGNU Boulder, Denver, with translators K229AC Nederland and K254CH Laporte, Colorado, and you can hear us around the world on the web at kgnu.org. Thanks again for listening. Stay warm and safe out there, and we'll see you back here next Saturday, noon to 1. For Terrasonic, on your community radio station, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, and beyond.
This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard. Israel has launched a wave of attacks on what it says are Iranian targets in Syria after one of its warplanes was apparently shot down. In what amounted to one of the most serious escalations yet between the regional enemies, Iran accused Israel of lying and played down the scope of its role in Syria. The plane had crashed in Israeli territory. Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, said it had been on a mission to attack the launch site of an Iranian drone.
I've been warning for some time about the dangers of Iran's military entrenchment in Syria. Iran seeks to use Syrian territory to attack Israel for its professed goal of destroying Israel. This morning, Iran brazenly violated Israel's sovereignty. They dispatched an Iranian drone from Syrian territory into Israel, and this demonstrates that our warnings were 100% correct.
The Nigerian government says the Islamist militant group Boko Haram has released 13 people who were kidnapped last July. They include 10 women taken during an attack on a police convoy and 3 lecturers from Maiduguri. A statement from President Muhammadu Buhari's office says they were all freed after negotiations conducted by the International Committee of the Red Cross. Stephanie Hegarty reports from Lagos.
Hundreds of people have been released or rescued from Boko Haram in the past few months. The Nigerian army is involved in a heavy offensive against the militants and has taken some of their key bases in the Sambisa forest. But the release of these 13 is being celebrated as a unique victory. The Nigerian government has been claiming for over a year that Boko Haram have been technically defeated, but these kidnappings of relatives of police personnel in June and university lecturers working with the government in July had put these claims of defeat under intense scrutiny.
In Ethiopia, relatives of a jailed journalist and 2 opposition politicians say they've refused to sign confessions in order to be pardoned. On Thursday, the Ethiopian government said more than 400 prisoners, many of them serving terrorism sentences, would be pardoned. Here's Will Ross.
The wife of the journalist and blogger Skinder Nega said he had twice been asked to sign documents stating that he was a member of the Ginbot 7, a group the government calls a terror organisation. Skinder Nega was sentenced to 18 years in prison in 2012 after criticising the Ethiopian government's anti-terror law. The wife of Andwalem Aragi, an opposition politician, said he had been asked to sign a similar confession but had refused. Facing ongoing protests, the Ethiopian government last month said thousands of prisoners would be released to foster reconciliation.
North and South Korea have competed together for the first time at the Olympics on a day of diplomatic drama for the two nations. A joint women's ice hockey team took on Switzerland just hours after the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un invited the South Korean president Moon Jae-in to Pyongyang for talks. If Mr. Moon accepts, it will be only the third meeting between the leaders of the two countries. World news from the BBC. At least 20 people have been killed in a bus crash on the Indonesian island of Java. The bus had been taking about 40 local tourists to visit hot springs in the Subang region of West Java province. Reports say the bus collided with a motorcycle. Egyptian forces have been targeting Islamist militants in the Sinai region on the second day of a major operation. Egypt's military said its planes struck weapons warehouses in north and central Sinai on Saturday. There's been no word on casualties. Haiti's ambassador in London has accused the aid charity Oxfam of a cover-up over the use of prostitutes by its Haiti director and other staff after the 2010 earthquake. The ambassador, Boshit Edmund, said Oxfam should make a public apology.
It is really shocking, it is shameful, and it is unacceptable. The worst part of it is the fact that when they say it, even though those crimes would have been reported to the Haitian authorities, no action would have been taken. And the Haitian government now is about